Yeah, so the nice thing about where I live is that in the dorms, I'm next to the chapel of one of the chapels we have in the seminary. So to renew hope, our Lord is not very far away. I can go to the quiet of the chapel and be before him, as well as the relics we have in there of Mother Teresa, Michael McGivney, and Pope John Paul II, who John Paul II was certainly a beacon of hope during his papacy. And what did he say all the time? Non avete paura, don't be afraid, the Lord is with you. Especially at a very dark period of the world with the Cold War. So hope is, especially in light of the Easter season, I mean, hope is a fruit that comes from the resurrection. It's a theological virtue, faith, hope, and love. It's a time where it's a way to combat against worry. Our Lord has us. He's got us. And it's hard. I say that, I mean, I don't want to make it light. I mean, people nowadays are struggling with all different sorts of things. I have friends who talk to me about things they struggle with. I have my own struggles, and there are some days that it is hard. But don't be afraid, which is the most common, probably one of the most, if not the most common phrase used in the entire Bible. When Joshua took over from Moses, don't be afraid. When the Lord appeared to his apostles when they were hiding in the room, peace be with you. When he's walking on the water, don't be afraid, it is I. Our Lord is very much the source of hope. He's got us. He's won. He's conquered death. He's conquered sin. He's done something that no one on this earth ever could do, because he's not only a man, he's God incarnate. He's our Lord of hope. And another saint we could walk with as well is our Blessed Mother. She was a woman who was very much hopeful. Look at her Magnificat, the hymn that she sang to our Lord in the Gospel of Luke. And when she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord." And even our Lord affirmed that chapters later when he said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." His mother did that. But don't be afraid. Don't lose hope. Hang in there. Hang in there. Sometimes, in the story of our Lord, he had to go through the cross and the scourging and death and the tomb. And then the resurrection came. The tomb was not the end of the story. Not the end of our story. The end of our story is in the resurrection.